Pacific Mornings
on ABC Radio Australia.
Most Pacifica people know about New Zealand's Polyfest, and if they haven't personally competed at Polyfest, chances are they know someone who has. The 45th Polyfest was due to start tomorrow but was called off yesterday amidst concerns of the spread of the coronavirus or COVID-19. The event, which sees schools compete in dance, music, costume and cultural speech, normally attracts crowds of about 110,000 people. So you can see the issue raised with so many people in that one space. The Auckland Public Health Service said that, quote, Aotearoa New Zealand is currently in a stamp it out phase of COVID-19 where intensive activity is undertaken to avoid any potential for community transmission of the virus. And for these reasons, whilst we recognise the significant impact and disruption with a late notice cancellation, we think this decision would be best in the public health interest. For more on what this means for the festival and its participants, I'm joined by Sayuli Terry Leomau, Polyfest event director. Talofa lava.
Talia, and to all your listeners.
Now, Polyfest is such a big event on the New Zealand Pacifica calendar. It must have been a really sad decision to have to make.
Yeah, I mean, we're still quite devastated. There's a lot of emotions going on right now, and in particular, our disappointment for schools and students who won't be able to partake in Polyfest this year. There's a lot of things going on right now. At the moment, my team are just getting ready to dismantle all the stages and take down the event.
Now, I know that with the students, I spoke to you last year with the 44th at for the 44th Polyfest. You had like 66 schools, 12,000 students who had been training for months and practicing for months. How did the students take it that Polyfest would be cancelled this year?
Yeah, I mean, they've been really awesome. Like, they understand, but at the same time, really disappointed and really upset. So We've purposely left, you know, student platforms open so that people can voice and vent and have their say. You know, as you mentioned, that last year we had 68 schools. This year we had 75 schools registered for our 45th anniversary, and that we had some also coming from overseas. So obviously those ones were cancelled and before they even made the trip over. So, yeah, students are taking it hard. We understand that. They put in a lot of hours. My team themselves have also put in, you know, a whole year's worth of planning. But this is just how things are at the moment, and we've listened to the advice of the Ministry of Health on this particular subject.
Financially, has it got to be hard calling off this so late notice after all that organisation and planning went in?
Yeah, I mean, again, like last Friday, you know, Auckland Council had actually cancelled Pacifica the night before that festival was supposed to go. But at that time, we were told that we were still okay and there was low risk. So, you know, it was just one of those things that we were just getting daily updates right up to the day until we made that cancellation call yesterday. And, you know, financially it is going to hit us hard. Last year we cancelled our last day because of the mosque shootings in Christchurch, and it was hard. Even just, it was a tight budget coming into this year's festival. So there's huge financial ramifications on this, and we're going to need a lot of support to get this over so that we can hopefully see Polyfest again.
Will Polyfest be rescheduled again at some time this year, or is it too early to say?
I would have to say no. I guess there's no way that you can put a time frame on COVID-19. So we're just in right now in pack down mode and trying to work with our local education authorities and NZQA, the qualifications authority, to see how we might be able to find an alternative for students to still perform perhaps at their schools and still maybe video or whatever to just get themselves assessed so that they can get some credits towards their NCEA credits for this year.
Because did their performance at Polyfest count towards their marks at school?
It can go towards it. I think they get, there's usually three videos that they will take. So one is usually an individual one. One might be one at a practice. And then usually they save the third one to be the actual final performance they make on stage. But they can also do that at a fair night or just do another one back at the school.
Mm. You were saying of maybe, you know, doing it online or on videos. And I know that, you know, being here in Australia, there is a lot of Pacifica people who watch what happened at Polyfest online. So maybe there is an avenue to explore there, because I just know how much work those kids go into it, you know, after school and on the weekends, putting in hours and hours of hard work, that it just must be so sad for them. And you can understand why.
Yes. So, you know, that's something that we're not dismissing. We know that there's a lot of hard work that goes into it. But we're at the same time being realistic with the school calendar. I mean, even a lot of the school events here are being cancelled. So even the whole, you know, announcement of the mass gathering of no more than 500. Some of these schools, when they have their fear nights, they attract way more than 500 people. They have a lot more than that in their schools. So, you know, it is a conversation that needs to keep going. We only just cancelled yesterday, and there's conversations in the schools that need to be had. I think they're just concentrating on the COVID-19 and how to protect the students and how to continue teaching, you know, and what shape or form that looks like.
Yeah, it definitely is changing times. You're listening to Sayoli Terry Leomau. She's the event director of Polyfest. The 45th Polyfest was due to start tomorrow, but has been called off amidst concerns for the spread of COVID-19. Obviously, you work in this space, and there are a lot of events being cancelled at the moment. A lot of them, in particular, involving cultural arts or performance of culture. What do you think that people can do to support people like you who run these festivals, or artists, or Pacific artists who at this time may have had their events or things that they are involved in cancelled amidst these health concerns?
I think one of the things that I'm actually really happy that happened was that Christchurch Polyfest got to go ahead last week. And, you know, they really needed that after what happened in their city last year with the mosque shooting. We're just reaching out to our stakeholders at the moment to see where we can help each other, especially as an event organizer, reaching out to our contractors. How else can we defer payments? You know, where is it? Can we just, you know, I guess relook at the shape of our contracts with different individuals so that we can still stay afloat financially? Again, it's just one of those things that we have to just take day by day, hour by hour. But as an event organizer and seeing other events cancelling, when it comes to Pacific events and cultural events, it's all been about not only just protecting our people here, but it's also about making sure that transmission of the COVID-19 doesn't go back to the islands, because we don't want what happened in Samoa with the measles epidemic to happen again.
Yeah, absolutely. And especially as you were saying, that so many people come to Polyfest, and even that you had overseas schools coming, trying to mitigate that transmission is so, so important. I know that you're probably not thinking of 2021, but are there any lessons that you'll take going into next year, or are you just going to see how it all plays out?
Yeah, these are unprecedented times. So, you know, this time last year, we were dealing with the mosque shooting, and never would have thought that the following year would be dealing with COVID-19. So we're praying that we get that year of next year will be something that is our normal, that people can be excited to come to. And again, it all depends what shape or form that takes, depending on the financial situation that we have to face now.
Yeah. If people want to keep up to date with what you're going, or if there are any announcements, is there a Facebook page or website that you can direct them to?
Yes, they can definitely go to our Facebook page, ASB Polyfest 2020, but also our website, aspolyfest.co.nz. We'll have all the updates there.